B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Police in the Russian city of St. Petersburg plan to interrogate a prominent professor who has been detained on suspicion of killing a female student after he was pulled from a frigid river with a backpack containing severed arms inside of it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So take us through this again. He's pulled from the river with a backpack. He's got severed arms in it.
Yeah, so they think that he killed one of his female students. His name is Oleg Sokolov. He's a history professor at St. Petersburg State University.
More specifically, history of severed arms.
Who is an expert in French Revolutionary military history.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he dresses up as Napoleon and does character stuff.
And mutilates people.
He was found Saturday in the Moika River with the rucksack with the appendages in it.
Please to help with my rucksack.
Police later found the body of a student in his apartment.
Jesus.
Yeah. Sokolov has signed a statement of guilt as well. He was hospitalized Saturday for hypothermia, but was taken to a police station for questioning.
How'd he end up in the river, did they say?
No, they didn't.
Is it fly fishing?
Reports say Sokolov had been awarded France's Legion of Honor for his work.
They just might take that back.
Wow, yeah. They say a bird in hand is worth two in the bush. Not so for Steve Morrow, whose desired purchase of one bird accidentally resulted in the ownership of 1,000 chickens. Morrow said that he was browsing.
What would you expect to pay for this amazing package? Hi, I'm Gene Simmons, noted chicken fancier.
Morrow said that he was browsing TradeMe.co.nz, which is New Zealand's largest auction website.
Another big chicken sale going on in New Zealand.
When he stumbled upon a post that was for urgent sale. A screenshot of the ad.
All chickens must go.
Seen by Insider indicates that the seller was looking to move 1,000 hens from its free-range egg farm by Monday, as it was closing down and needed to be vacated.
We've lost our lease. All hens must go.
So it said, for urgent sale, 1,000 bird mixed age flock of brown shavers and highlines, the ad read.
I'm getting so turned on.
But Morrow, who managed a bed and breakfast, said that he was only looking for a couple more hens as he already had 10 on his property that provided eggs for his guests' breakfast. He said that he misread the ad, thinking that he could put in a bid and take as many or as few as the hens as he wanted. He initially put in a bid for $6.70, and by Sunday morning he discovered he won the auction for 1,000 chickens.
$6 got him 1,000 chickens?
Yeah. The seller, Matthew Blomfield.
Prices have never been lower.
The seller, Matthew Blomfield, later spoke to Morrow and asked him about what he planned to do with 1,000 hens. He said, I was stunned. I was shocked. I was speechless. Unsure of what to do with his plentiful poultry purchase, Morrow posted a Facebook message board and Monday urgently asked for help. Within hours, Morrow said he received thousands of replies from people across the country offering to lend a hand in rehoming the birds. And he said, I had to turn my phone off at 1 a.m. It was so overwhelming and I was blown away. The animal sanctuary contacted him and offered to coordinate the rescue of the hens and send them off to their prospective homes. He was able to find homes for all 1,000 birds by 3 p.m. the next
day. That's astonishing, though. Yep. So he has the highest bid, $6 on 1,000 hens.
And he got them. And he had no idea. But he did manage to find homes for them, so that's good. Dude, this video is scary. I saw this. A Popeye's chicken employee was arrested on Friday after body slamming a 55-year-old woman outside of the restaurant. Did you see this?
I did. It's brutal.
Yeah, the 29-year-old Darience Hughes was charged with felony aggravated assault for the incident. A lawyer representing the victim, Deborah Staggs, said she was trying to get a refund after being double charged for food. Things escalated after Staggs and Hughes got into an argument. Huh. In an now viral video, Hughes is seen slamming Staggs to the ground. I mean, picks her up and just like does a WWE, boom, slam to the ground.
That defies company policy. It's supposed to be a Falcon Punch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, he stepped over that a little bit. There are now conflicting stories about the incident with employees reportedly accusing Staggs of using the N-word and asking her repeatedly to leave. Staggs' lawyer has denied that their client used a racial slur and said the store's manager immediately began insulting her when she returned to request a refund after checking her bank statement. The lawyer said that she tried to leave the building before she was attacked. Listen to this. She suffered 6 cracked ribs, 9 fractures in her arm, and a broken knee.
Love that chicken from Popeye.
That is a pretty bad injury, man.
That way, the slam is just brutal.
Popeye's spokesperson said in a statement the company was shocked over the attack, and obviously the person who did it was arrested. Well, how about this? Amazon has pulled a kid's T-shirt.
Oh no.
That says Daddy's Little Slut on the front.
No.
This is amid social media backlash. The original shirt was $18 and sold by Only Baby Care. And has been on Amazon since June, but it went viral last week.
This is a picture of my 3-year-old in a little slut shirt.
The description of the shirt said that it was suitable for playing outside, birthday parties, baby showers, baptism, among other family-friendly activities. Of course, social media reacted to it. And an Amazon spokesperson said that all sellers must follow our selling guidelines. And those who do not will be subject to action, including potential removal of their account. The product.
Who's checking this stuff as it goes up?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they check it right away because we've seen Nazi stuff. Yeah. We've seen all kinds of things that end up by these third parties.
I saw an adorable little baby Nazi onesie.
The product in question is no longer available. Meanwhile, the T-shirt is still available online if you want to get Daddy's Little Slut.
But not on Amazon?
For your kid. It's just not on Amazon. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Christmas, just around the corner.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A scheduling mix-up forced customers into action at a Waffle House restaurant in Birmingham, Alabama on Saturday evening. It appeared to be a miscommunication over coverage of shifts. The crisis started when workers left after the first half of the shift as previously planned. But only one employee remained to cover the second half of the shift.
Whoa.
Leaving a gap that some customers jumped in to fill. Ethan,
what the f*** is this?
Ethan Crespo saw firsthand how difficult it would be getting a waffle, watching the overwhelmed worker awash in bewilderment as he took orders. And it was at that point that an unknown man at the bar sprung into action and headed for the kitchen. Crespo thought the transition was so seamless that he clearly, he was a staffer, but he was just a kind stranger.
That's very nice.
And security cameras showed several customers getting up, washing dishes, bussing tables, and doing that
stuff. Cleaning out the registers.
Well, they didn't do that. One customer put on an apron and washed the dishes. He did a great job, said Pat Harper, the Waffle House District Director and PR.
God, there have been times when I've been in a restaurant and they're in the weeds, as they say.
Yeah.
Like, Christ, I want to help these people.
The lone person on payroll, only known as Ben, and the mystery man feverishly worked to accommodate the night dinner crowd. A couple other customers joined the activity. They said it was remarkable, and the PR guy said, our concept works best when we serve the customer, not the other way around, but we certainly do appreciate the effort. That was really cool. Listen to this. A recent plane crash in Texas was caused by a gender reveal stunt that went completely off the rails.
Oh, enough with these things.
The pilot of the plane was flying at a low altitude in the town of Turkey, not far from the Oklahoma border. But when the pilot released the 350 gallons of pink water for the gender reveal, it caused the plane to slow down and get into an aerodynamically stalled.
Oh, my God.
And it slammed into the ground and flipped over. Two people on board suffered only minor injuries. So now a plane crash, the result of a gender reveal.
Could you imagine if they're at a more substantial altitude?
Yeah.
They'd be dead.
They'd have killed some people.
For a gender reveal.
Yep. A Swiss brothel has decided to swap female staff for sex robots after demand soared among cash-strapped clients in search for a cheap thrill. The brothel in Kriens, a city in Switzerland, has replaced most of its prostitutes with the dolls, and the move is proving very popular. Arsenal 51 Brothel has over 12 sex dolls to choose from and only has a couple of prostitutes left working there.
Man, they must be tuckered out.
This comes as another sex robot company launched a $2,000 transgender doll with a detachable penis.
Yodelay hee whore.
The brothel offers the doll service for just 90 Swiss francs.
Huh.
A session, whereas the services in real life for a prostitute started at 200 Swiss francs. Per session, 200 Swiss francs per session, so more than double the price. It also offers to bring the chosen sex robot to home if required.
It's me. Hey, robot, I made you some pancakes.
Wow, they accommodate everybody's desires.
Prostitution is legal in Switzerland. Didn't know that. And licensed brothels are available in the country. Arsenal 51 claims the sex doll is the sex doll that you have always dreamed of. She's always up for it, never has a headache, no periods, bad moods.
Well, it's not a traditional period. Battery acid leaks out. Let me ask you something here.
Yeah.
How do they clean these things from session to session?
They claim the dolls are washed and disinfected after every use, and there are cleaning products in each room in the brothel should you wish to give them another clean before you go at it.
Mm-hmm.
But they recommend you should still wear a condom. Dude, a doll and you're wearing a rubber.
A rubber. She's rubber.
Yeah, you'll never get around it. Do I have to wrap it up? One more. All right, let's go with a short one. Here we go. Lawrence Township, Colorado, or Pennsylvania police responded to a man struggling to walk down the Clearfield Shawville Highway with a vacuum cleaner on Thursday. Jason Schmokey was seen walking the white fog line of the highway in and out of traffic, struggling with a large box containing his Bissell vacuum cleaner.
I'm taking the vacuum cleaner for a walk.
Police identified Schmokey.
Schmokey's his name?
Schmokey. And found that he had a warrant for unpaid fines. They reported that Schmokey was also drinking.
Oh.
While on probation with a no alcohol clause.
Schmokey like drinky.
Charges have been filed for public drunkenness. Schmokey was reportedly taken to the Clearfield County Jail, where he was placed in the cell with his vacuum.
So did he provide any reason why he was walking around with his vacuum cleaner?
Nope.
That's Schmokey for you, isn't it?
Not one bit. That's old Schmokey.
Old Schmokey.
On top of old Schmokey.
All covered with vacuum cleaners.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.